Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulullah, all praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and peace be upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And once again, Ramadan Mubarak to you, to your family, and to the entire ummah. Alhamdulillah, we are in the blessed month of the month of Ramadan, the month of the Qur'an, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the Qur'an al-Kareem in the month of Ramadan. Shahru Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Qur'an, hudan linnasi wa bayinatin min al-huda wal-furqan. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention in the Holy Quran that the month of Ramadan is the month that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the Quran al-Kareem in it. And it is that month that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed this ummah with the great book and the holy book and the sacred book of the Quran al-Kareem, which is a way of guidance and a way of success and happiness for every single human being, not only Muslims, but for every single human being on the face of this earth. So here we are blessed in the month of Ramadan to be the month of the Quran. And part of the month of Ramadan is that not only that we fast to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but also connect ourselves to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why it's the month of the Quran al-Kareem. We increase from the recitation of the Quran al-Kareem. We read more of the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because we don't want to be from those that the Quran al-Kareem will stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, Ya Rabbi, inna qawmi takhadhu hadha al-Qur'ana mahjura. Where the Quran or the Prophet will say, Oh Allah, my own people had abandoned the Quran, had forsaken the Quran, treat the Quran al-Kareem like a book on a shelf like the rest of the books. That's not right. The Quran al-Kareem is the greatest book on the face of this earth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us to be the nation of the Quran al-Kareem. And here we are in the month of Ramadan, the month of the Quran al-Kareem. So the month of Ramadan is about connecting ourselves to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And connecting ourselves to the book of Allah azza wa jal, not only in believing in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and having the full acknowledgement and conviction that this is the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but also connecting our souls to understanding the book of Allah azza wa jal. So read the Quran al-Kareem and understand the Quran al-Kareem. And after we understand the Quran al-Kareem, we implement what we've understood. We implement what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had addressed us. At the end of the day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had addressed us for a purpose. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had spoken to us for a purpose. And that is for us to start acting upon what's in the Quran al-Kareem. Start acting upon what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made mention to us. So we want to read the Quran al-Kareem, we want to understand the Quran al-Kareem, and we want to act upon what's in the Quran al-Kareem. When the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam's wife was asked about the character of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasallam, she said, "Kana Qur'anan yamshi 'ala al-ard." The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was like a walking Quran. A walking Quran, by acting upon what's in the Quran al-Kareem, by acting upon what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had commanded in the Quran al-Kareem. So therefore, my brother and my sister, the month of Ramadan is the month of the Quran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala initiated the revelation of the Quran al-Kareem in this blessed month. And that's why we have this natural and by default connection to the Quran al-Kareem in the month of Ramadan. But we want to enhance that and advance that and strengthen our relationship to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because our guidance in this dunya and the hereafter is through the book of Allah azza wa jal. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَالْقُرْآنُ إِمَّا حُجَّةٌ لَكْ أَوْ عَلَيْكَ. The Quran is either proof and evidence against you or with you. Make sure in this month the Quran al-Kareem will be proof and evidence for you and with you in the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala connect us to the book of Allah. May Allah azza wa jalla connect us to the Quran and make us from amongst those who read the Quran al-Kareem, understand the Quran al-Kareem, and act upon what's in the Quran al-Kareem. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Every Muslim dreams to be up in Jannah. A pious person's destiny. Inshallah, in Jannah.